Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Today's show is what we're really, truly all about here at CSC Talk Radio. To my knowledge, there is no other nationally syndicated talk show defending rural America, defending the ranchers, defending the farmers, defending all America. They might mention them on occasion, but property rights is not their topic of choice. Here it is a topic of must. Put aside the distractions, put aside the corruptions of politics, and let's stand for the foundation of this nation. Our Bill of Rights. I constantly receive notices and articles and emails talking and claiming for about a new bill that's going to protect our freedom of religion or freedom of the Second Amendment. But excuse me, our First Amendment does exactly that. Our Second Amendment does exactly that. Bills are only needed for added confusion and rhetoric, added and written by those who refuse to stand for true liberty. I have a heroine on my show today, and I know she's blushing. She's going to get upset with me for saying that, but I believe that with all my heart. She's a woman not afraid to speak the truth, not afraid to question government authority. She's not afraid to stand up and stand beside those who are taking the lead for liberty and freedom, much like our founding fathers. I talk, she publishes. Are patriots are dying? Are they a dying breed? I don't think so. I think they are a humble people, and I think they are labeled many things. But in truth, they are heroes, trying to preserve that which our founding fathers fought for. They are much like those men of old we brag about, pledging their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. And the ones today do no less. As I bring to you again today, C.J. Hadley, defender of property and common sense, editor and publisher of The Range magazine, along with numerous wonderful books, which we will talk about. Let me share and read a poem. Hats off to the cowboy. The city folks think that it's over. The cowboy has outlived his time. An old worn-out relic, a thing of the past. But the truth is, he's still in his prime. The cowboy's the image of freedom, the hard-working boss of the range. His trade is a fair one. He fights for what's right. And his ethics aren't subject to change. He still tips his hat to the ladies, let you water first at the pond. He believes a day's pay is worth a day's work. And his handshake and word are his bond. We have with us today C.J. Hadley. That's coming out of one of her books, The Brushstrokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West. And I just wanted to read that because I think our talk's going to get pretty heavy. So I wanted to read something pleasant before we got started. C.J., how are you today?
I think that was a really good start, and that is a beautiful Red Steagall poem, and a lot of people will know him from Fort Worth, Texas. He is a beautiful singer, poet, a religious man, and he is an absolutely sublime human and a wonderful cowboy.
Yeah, they are
your
heroes.
Introduction today was so perfect. I learned so much from you. I think your radio show should be in every single town, village, on everything, web, on everywhere. You are alone out there, Beth Ann.
I know I am.
We need so many more of you, and it's agony, and it's even getting worse out of here.
You know, you published the magazines, and I want to talk about the articles that we decided we would discuss today. But you put out the magazine, and you are able, and I try to do that on the air, but you're able to capture the beauty and the essence of the West. And which is really, you know, the West, when we talk about our ranchers and we talk about our farmers and we talk about the small businessmen, the moms and the pops that are supporting those ranchers and those farmers, that is That is the crust. That is the foundation of this nation. And people fail to understand that. And, you know, it's sad that we've grown so big for our britches, as they say, that we have got so far removed from down on the farm, from out on the range, from understanding where our livelihood truly comes from. And your publication, The Range Magazine, brings that all to fruition, and you bring the truth out, and these articles are out of your magazine that we're going to discuss today. But then you're able to put in the beauty. You're able to put in the pretty pictures, and the stories, those warm, fuzzy stories that just make you cry and they make you laugh. And you're able to do all of that with your publication, The Range Magazine. And I want everybody to understand how exceptional that magazine truly is, and they need to be ordering it. And we'll get to all that here in just a little bit. That's not what we're – well, we are here for that, but we really want to just convey the truth of what's going on. But I want to thank you, CJ, because you helped me. You helped me understand. You say I'm the smart one, but I'm going to tell you what. I rely on people like you and your writers and others that bring – I just try to put it together, and I don't always get it right. But I try my very best to try and put some kind of sense into it all. But I appreciate what you do.
Your scores are absolutely brilliant. They really are. But, you know, ignorance is running rampant across the country. Nobody really cares. Real producers are ignored. Regulation without representation is just completely out of control. We have so many people suffering, and they're the good people who, as you said, produce food. Loggers, miners, all of the good people, and it's just bloody agony. Just this morning, the Reno Gazette Journal stated that our good friends from the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge, Ammon Bundy and his brother and three others, are going to be sent back from Portland, Oregon jail to Nevada. And this is thanks to Senator Harry Reid, one of the meanest, nastiest little men in the Senate. And they're going to be charged. In Oregon, they were charged with accused of leading an occupation of the wildlife refuge. And it's kind of interesting that the feds have no deed to that refuge and they pay no taxes on it. It's actually the people's refuge. But now they're going to be brought back to Nevada, and Ammon Bundy has been fighting this. And they're going to face charges of conspiracy, obstruction, weapons and assault charges with federal agents removing cattle in Bunkerville. And what they were doing is practicing what you were talking about earlier, their First and Second Amendment rights. They are destroying ranching, they're destroying logging, they're destroying mining. And there was also a thing in the paper this morning that said the advocates say that BLM, instead of, you know, managing ranching, logging, mining, and recreation, and antiquities, and all of the good things they should be taking care of, They've been encouraged to now emphasize hiking and camping on public land and ignore the productive uses of it. Now, I don't know about you, but I think $20 trillion is a lot of debt, and I think we need to earn money in this country instead of give it away. And it's just not trickling away, it's pouring away. And they're destroying people, families, rural communities in the process.
And they have no problem sleeping at night, CJ. They just have no problem sleeping at night. You know, I've told this story before on the air. I get all these emails. I get all these things. People want to be on the show. Everybody wants to be on the show, you know. And then I'll see, and it's from some, I'm going to quote my mentor, it's from some greeny weenie outfit. And it's, you can see that the Sierra Club has promoted it, And this happened a few years back, about 2.5 years back, and I was really outraged by what they were bragging about shutting down another coal industry plant in Pennsylvania. And that was, we're heading into a break. And that was when we'd known right then and there that 47% of the American people were out of jobs. I threw that email back at him. I said, sure, you come on the air and you explain to these people's children why daddy and why mama don't have a job anymore. And you just brag about that. Let's do that. Let's just do that. They didn't answer my reply. We're going into a break.
They never do.
No, they have no heart. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And CJ and Beth Ann will be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. And we have returned. You're listening to CSP Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with CJ Hadley. We're talking about property rights. We're talking about how we do have that right to stand up and give our grievances to I also want to talk about property rights here. I know that I've quoted this. I know that I've read this before when you were on the air, and I've read it several times, and you'd think I'd have it memorized, which I do not yet. But this is from Sir William Blackstone back in 1783. And this is where, you know, when I was reading your articles that are in Range Magazine about the events that took place, and I know about Wayne Hage, and I know about some of the others that have taken place, infringing and stealing and taking, land grabbing is what we call it. They harass the people. But the people that are listening to the media, they fail to understand what property rights and how important it is. That is one thing that makes makes the United States of America unique over anywhere else, or it used to. Well, this is the quote. So great, moreover, is the regard of the law for private property that it will not authorize the least violation of it. No, not even for the general good of the whole community. Property rights is vital. It's important. It is people's livelihood. It is their life, their well-being. It is what they do for to make a living. It is their home, their castle. And it is being infringed upon, and we do have land grabs going on, and the American people fail to really see and understand that. And that's something that the articles in your magazine, in Range Magazine, bring out. And that's something we try to bring out. We don't do it as often as we should here, but we try to bring that out here on CSC Talk Radio. But isn't that amazing how back then they talked about, even for the good of the whole community? How many times do we hear that, CJ, that this is the better for the whole community?
Too often, one of the major cases in the last few years of a massive taking is the Clive and Bundy case in southern Nevada.
Yes.
It was the standoff at Bunkerville. What Clive and Bundy was doing was trying to save his ranch and range after his family had been on that land since the 1800s. Now, because a lot of it is considered public land, Clive and Bundy is sharing his range with recreationists and all kinds, you know, bird watchers, archaeologists, whatever. And he has, and people like the national media you were talking about, they don't tell the story. They just use sound bites that are volatile. For instance, Clive and Bundy was accused of not paying his grazing fees and owing $1 million to the government. What the national media or even the local media or even agricultural media sometimes do not say is Clive and Bundy, if he had signed the permit from the BLM, would have been committing suicide within 1 or 2 years. He would have had no cows, no cattle, no ranch. So he refused to commit suicide. And Clive and Bundy owns rights on the federal land. He owns range rights, forage rights, water rights, ditch rights, and he pays for them. He's taxed every single year. Clive and Bundy does not owe $1 million to the government. He tried to pay his grazing fees to the state and the county, and they had no way to take him. Now, Clive and Bundy now has been, 2 years ago, because members of the militia came up and backed Clive and Bundy's private property rights, the federal government, the BLM, who had ATF, FBI, God knows how many other agencies, none of whom wore emblems on their coats while they were carrying very heavy weapons, they backed off because there were 200 people backing Clive and Bundy who were practicing Second Amendment rights and First Amendment. What's happened now, at that time, in 2014, Harry Reid used to be the majority leader of the Senate, went on Vegas TV that day or the day after, and in very angry, furious, red-faced rage, said, "This is not over." Well, this week in Washington, D.C., Harry Reid has said that he's going to try and coax President Obama to designate hundreds of thousands of acres of scenic Nevada desert surrounding Clive and Bundy's ranch as a national monument, a move Reid said is possible thanks to the rancher's recent arrest, which, of course, is backed by Harry Reid. Harry said, quote, "Because of this legislation and now the fact that the Bundys are all in jail, I'm going to reach out to the White House, no guarantee we'll get it done, that's for sure, to see if President Obama will protect this area. What they want to do is close it off." Mm. Now, Ammon Bundy, Ryan Bundy, Clive and Bundy, and at least 41 others have been accused of this awful thing, conspiracy, obstruction, weapons, assault charges. And what the FBI are doing is they're looking on videos of people who were at trying to defend Clive and Bundy 2 years ago, and they're getting them and they're putting them, they're indicting them. I mean, this is not the America I love.
No.
It is completely out of control. It is the saddest thing in the world. BLM, by the way, U.S. Forest Service and BLM, they lose $2 billion a year managing federal lands. Susie Hammond, whose husband and son are in federal prison on domestic terrorism charges in Los Angeles for burning 140 acres of federal land, and they also had to pay $400,000 in restitution for that land that was worth about $100,000. She said, quote, "You can't defend yourselves. They convict you before trial." The Department of Justice data shows that between 2009 and 2012, American taxpayers footed the bill for more than $53 million in environmental groups' legal fees. And that's the Center for Biological Diversity, Western Watersheds, all of the bad guys that you're talking about that won't ever come on the air with anybody like you or me. What they do is they sue the government to, you know, destroy ranching, logging, mining, and the federal government makes a deal with them, makes it worse for the real producers, and then they pay their legal fees. The guy who runs the Center for Biological Diversity, and you and I would be very jealous of this, Bethan, but he earns more than $200,000 a year in the last couple of years, he got $10 million from a Swiss billionaire who is a really radical, progressive, awful man. And they got $10 million in gifts. Wouldn't that help you and me?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, we could really have a battle if we even had 10 cents in our pocketbooks at the moment.
I was going to say, I'd settle for just a tenth of that or a sixth.
Listen,
or a fifth.
I mean, you know, maybe even a salary one day would be interesting.
That would be nice, wouldn't it? It would be nice.
Yeah.
You know, I call the guys in D.C., D.C. occupiers, because they're occupying offices and they're cutting deals. And those deals really don't have to do with the farmers, with the ranchers, with the businessmen, with the average American citizen. They go to D.C., CJ, and they get rich. Their salaries are nice, but they're not that extravagant that they should come walk away from there 4 to 6 years or 8 years later, million and billionaires. I mean, it is just absolutely ridiculous. And then
a lifetime pension of more than $100,000 a year, even if they only served, you know, one term. It's outrageous.
Oh, my gosh. And then
they don't have to have Obamacare. I mean, my God, aren't they Americans? Aren't we supposed to be in this together? It's outrageous how bad Congress is right now.
Oh, it is. It's really corrupt. And we are seeing the light of it. I mean, we're just barely touching what's going on. But what they have determined through some people like Harry Reid is that now the American person, the American people, the American rancher, the American farmer, if they don't do their every bidding and buckle to their authority, we are now the enemies of the state. How dare we speak back to them? How dare we put a gun on our hip? How dare we walk around like we're the republic? Like we really are the true government and they are just working for us? How dare us do that? But the quote here in this article that you sent me several, and this is from the article, A Dead Bill of Rights, and she's quoting Thomas Jefferson. I love this. I love this. I need to get her on the air. When government fears the citizens, there is freedom. But when citizens are fearful of their government, there is tyranny. And
that's
we can see that. Yes, and we can see that. Not just in what these men have been dealing with and the fact that they've been thrown in prison for no reason, but the fact that you sit there and you're in fear. You've got to hire somebody to do your taxes because, oh my gosh, what will happen to you if you make a mistake and you've not paid them every penny that they say they are due? We are under tyranny. We have fear at every time we turn around that somebody's going to slap a fine on us.
Yeah, the protest at the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge was in 187,000 acres of our land. What happened, the congressman for that county is Greg Walden from Oregon, obviously, and he spoke on the floor of the House in March, I believe, in defense of the good ranchers, Dwight and Stephen Hammond, who are, you know, rotting in federal prison. When Dwight Hammond comes out, he'll be 79 years old. But really quickly, Greg Walden was trying, but he came and had a town hall in Jordan Valley on April 3rd to discuss the proposed monument, which is another thing like Harry Reid is pulling off in Nevada. They're trying to take Owyhee Canyon lands, which will destroy the ranching. And a rancher showed up and gave Greg Walden 700 pages of documents that came out of the Malheur Wildlife Refuge. And it proved that the BLM and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service definitely strongly suggested that they were guilty of collusion to try and destroy the Hammonds and get their ranch.
We're going into the break.
Paperwork.
But I wonder what's going to happen to that paperwork. We need to talk about that when we come back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with C.J. Hadley. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog, and then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run, or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with CJ Hadley of Range Magazine. You can go to that website. You just simply, the WWs are pretty much already there these days. All you got to do is type in rangemagazine.com. You can give them a call. We're going to tell you the prices and the special deals she's giving to my listeners today at 1-800-726-4348. That's 1-800-726-4348. Before we get back on to topic, because I do want to ask, what do you think happened to those documents? We have a caller from Missouri. We have Bob. Bob, how are you today?
I'm doing just great, Beth. And, hey, you know, there was a fire down here in southwest Missouri at the Mark Twain National Forest. And, you know, the conservation park and what we always call the wild wilderness, where no human being can't come in there with any machinery or vehicles or of anything. Now then, when that fire started, there was a town threatened pretty bad down here in southwest Missouri, and they would not, the government would not let these vehicles come in there and protect this town. So what I'm saying, the wild wilderness in the federal thing has got more power than, back then I thought we had state rights. You know, I thought we had rights, that we had a right to protect what was ours, not what the government thought they had to protect.
You know, I'm not going to sway into this direction, but I am going to say when the federal government, when the United States became a corporation and incorporated, and then every one of the states became incorporated, it's all about business now. It's not about your rights. It's not about our Constitution. And we, the people, have been deceived and left behind, and we have got to stand up and take the authority back. And it isn't easy because, you know, they make examples. Look what they've done to the Hammonds. Look what they've done to the Bundys. Look what they did to Wayne Hage. I mean, they just ruined their lives.
And there's some of us down here have been made example of, and the people are afraid of them.
Yes.
So thank you, Beth Ann.
You're welcome. Thank you, Bob.
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 The fact that that's happening in Missouri... to me at all. BLM and Forest Service, I mean, the federal lands in the West, 10 million acres burned. The reason it burned is because of spotted owl in the 1990s when they stopped logging, killed 100,000 jobs, 300 mill towns went down, rural America was absolutely aching. Now that forests are too thick, there's too many trees, they're rotting, there's not enough water, they're beetle infested and they're dying, a lightning strike and the whole place goes up. It's bad management that caused that 10 million acres to go up last year, most of it. A lot of it's lightning strikes, some of it's sloppy behavior. But it's just absolutely outrageous. I have not read the 700 pages I mentioned, but a very reliable source told me that what it does is it shows that the documents show that the BLM and Forest Service Manual conspired to ruin the Hammonds ranching operation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm saying. They're urging Walden to investigate. But the investigation should include all of the other families that have been destroyed in different manners by the same agencies and the same thugs. And that's Hage, of course, which is about, they're trying to now go to the Supreme Court, which is our last chance. The Tameras, the Filipinos in Battle Mountain, Nevada, that haven't been allowed to graze for years. Borba, who is overrun by Mustangs. You know, $80 million is paid a year out of the BLM budget to feed horses excess that nobody wants and to put them on farms and ranches paid for by taxpayers. That makes no sense to me. Also, the Bundys, which is, you know, this absolutely huge case of destruction, family destruction, rural destruction, ranch destruction, cattle destruction. They were killing calves, you know,
yes,
by running them at 100-degree heat, but with a helicopter at the wrong time of year. The feds know nothing about how to manage this, or at least a lot of them don't.
And
people in the federal government, but that are not allowed to speak or they don't keep their jobs.
And then they shot the bulls, too.
They shot the bull several times because they said it was dangerous and it was in a corral. Now they shot LaBoy Finnegan with his hands up, and there were eight bullets in the man, including three in the back. And there's three stories in this issue that I put online early, and it's called Special Report and Patents of Harassment 2. And Patents of Harassment 1 was Bundy 2 years ago. And it's the occupation, the punishment, and the shadow force. And there are three stories by three amazing writers. Judy Boyle, who's the legislator in Oregon,
awesome
who
job.
You were talking about earlier. You've got to get her on there. There's Vin Saprinowicz, who did the original Clive and Bundy story for Range. Now he's done a follow-up of, you know, what happened to Clive and when he tried to see two of his sons in prison in Portland, and they arrested him when he got off the plane. And this is also thanks to Harry Reid. I'm absolutely convinced of it. And then there's the professionals. It's Dave Skinner, a very beautiful researcher and good writer, who's talking about why we lose when we try to fight so hard like Hammond Bundy did, why we lose every time. And it's a lot of it is dealing with that, all of those multi millions of dollars coming out of the taxpayers' money from the federal government to environmental groups who are trying to destroy us, and they're doing a really, really good job.
And you know, the media is right there, and even the media that we want to pretend is on our side. I watched, and this has been several months back, and I just will not watch Megyn Kelly any longer. But she treated Ammon Bundy with such disrespect that it was just absolutely, it was horrible, horrible how she treated. I saw her do that to Ben Carson, too. Now, I know they've got the big fight going on with her and Trump, but I have watched her treat other people with so much disrespect and disregard. It's not an interview. It's not an interview to find out the information. She was just slapping him down. You know, that's public property. That's this. That's that. And just... not very wise, but she's an attorney. She's not very wise about property rights and about how things are done in the West.
Her researchers couldn't be very good at Fox, could they?
Well,
really some good
they have an agenda. They have an agenda.
Yeah.
They have an agenda just like some of the others. But anyway, that was one that I actually saw. And I saw how she treated him. And even, you know, even my husband was sitting there and his jaw just dropped. He said, I can't believe she's behaving like that. And I said, well, I've seen her do it with other people. She treated Ben Carson like that and several others in the past that I've seen her. She went after somebody over some the vaccine situation. And instead of letting them have their say, she just went at them. And that's not... That's not a journalist. That's not getting the both sides of the story out. And
I'm going to make sure she gets a copy of the next issue, which comes out in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
It's the summer 2016 issue with this section. And she needs to have somebody on her staff read it, even if she won't. And I'm going to make sure I do the utmost to get her to read it or find
Absolutely.
Out about it. There's also another section on my website, which I just put on a couple of days ago. It's called Tyranny, Regulation
yes.
Without Representation. And a lot of the stories we're mentioning today, beautifully written, incredible pieces which will make you weep, are all available free online for anybody who wants to go to www.rangemagazine.com or call 1-800-RANGE for you, and, you know, we'll make sure they know how to find this stuff.
And these articles, I'm going to just read the topics, if you don't mind, real quick. I've got
yes.
it right here in front of me. The Grass March, and that was in summer of 2015. Patterns of Harassment, that was in the fall of 2014. Enemies of the State, that was in spring of 2013. Government Tyranny, that was in the summer of 2014. The United EPA of America, spring of 2014. Looking for Madison, the fall of 2015. The Eye of the Storm, winter of 2013. Our Federal Landlord, winter of 2012. Spindled and Mutilated, spring of 2016. And, you know, I'm certain you could dig back and go even farther with some of these things because this has been going on so very, very long.
This is to connect with a billboard that a rancher has generously donated to the Grass Marchers, mm-hmm. which is the Tamaran Filipino Ranchers. As you may recall, they rode horseback from California coast to Washington, D.C. to protest, you know, the regulation without representation.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got these two billboards that are going to go up pretty soon, and we needed a connection as to where to lead people, you know, at a glance on a highway. And so I quickly put this up that connects to that billboard. So
absolutely.
If anybody sees the billboard, I wish they would call me at Range and tell me about it.
Oh, absolutely. And we're going into a break. You know, CJ, this has been going on for so long, and we have been blinded, and we have been so busy. We are distracted so easily with the corruptions, with the sports, with everything that's going on in our lives. And, you know, we should be distracted with some things, our family and all, and our livelihood. But we need to start paying attention to what's happening in our neighborhoods, what's happening outside our county and within our county and our state and our neighboring states, because it is tyranny. You know, during the Boston Massacre, you know what they called that? The government called it an incident. We called it a massacre. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. And CJ and Beth Ann will be right back.
DJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs, and you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with CJ Hadley. CJ, it's the shortest and the quickest hour of the day. We just can barely cover everything. The magazine has truth in it, and I try to bring, the truth on the air. But what we also do in her magazine is she brings you encouragement as well. And, you know, that's getting difficult these days. It's very difficult. But we have to stay determined and encouraged to press on and to keep the fight, fighting the fight, fighting the battle for liberty, even if we, too, must pledge our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors, because it is that important to the future generations of this nation. But in the magazine, and we're going to get to how much, what the deals are today, but in the magazine, she covers it all. And you have such great authors. I mean, your writers are just superb, and there's no other way to put it. I read very intently the first article. I read the others, too, but the first one was really had me captured, and I think it was because of the direction she was bringing it, and that was from Judy Boyle. And she's running for office again now, isn't she? She's up for
re-election. She's running for re-election. She's a legislator in the 9th District of Iowa.
Those are the kinds you want.
She used to be the aide of Helen Chenoweth, who actually married Wayne Hage later, who was one of the greatest congresswomen ever. She was on the resource committees and was a very strong woman.
Well, I'll never forget what she told somebody. We have a mutual friend. I won't mention his name, but I'll never forget what he said she told him. And that was when they were in D.C. I call them D.C. occupiers, but they were in D.C. And she says, "You see now what I've been telling you? They're only enemies in front of the camera. Any other time, they're good old boys drinking together and patting each other on the back and playing golf together. And she said, you need to understand, these people up here, they don't hate each other. It's you. And I think that said an awful lot. That they really,
you know,
we are the enemy of the state as far as some of them are concerned.
I know, but we still have to feel the joy of the West and the joy of America. And there's some really positive ranching stories in the same issue that you get this agony. There's Confessions of Red Meat Survivors, which are about old timers, just remembering the last. One of the guys in this issue is 103 right now. He's from Colorado.
Oh, my.
And I just want to read one paragraph.
Please.
At 98, Ray bought a house and got a 30-year loan on it. After he renewed his driver's license recently, he bought a new car. He drives down to Judy's family restaurant every day to eat and visit old friends. On one of those trips, he was stopped for speeding. The cop said, quote, I've never given anyone over 100 a ticket, and I won't give you a ticket now. Just keep it down, unquote. And that story is written by Patty Vaughn Miller, who's 85 years old. She said she's a writer, artist, longtime cattlewoman, and worn-out cowgirl. I mean, it's just fun.
Love that.
Absolutely divine, and they enjoy their lives, and they're smart, and they say things about the current, but they also talk about
Do you think we'll be that lucky when we're 100 and we get pulled over?
Oh, my God, I hope so. This would be a gift if we could equal some of these old-timers in confessions. But there's also a beautiful picture, photo things,
oh, it's
just Brandon's
beautiful.
And sheep shearing, and just gorgeous stuff from great photographers.
Absolutely, and all the books. But the Red Meat Survivor is just priceless. I mean, they are priceless, these books. And
it's funny stuff. You've had Hank Boger on the air before, and he's written a story, this issue. Far East meets Great Basin. A sheep herder goes to Chengdu, China, and it's hilarious. He said, do you know the difference between communism and capitalism? And I said, no. He says, about $500. Anyway, that's a good story to read, too.
He was a character. I really enjoyed him. One of these days, you know, I'm gonna feel cheated in life if we don't ever get to meet and drink a cup of tea or a cup of coffee or something together. I'll just feel shorted in life.
You come out here and it'll take about 750 miles for us to go to see Hank Boger and back, but we'll go to his sheep outfit and you'll meet one incredibly brilliant character. He's just something else.
Well, I can tell that when I had him on the air, the couple of times that I had him on the air, and he is definitely one of those that once you meet him, you will never, ever forget him. Ever.
Well, he's making his mark.
Well, we want to talk about the magazine. We were in the final segment of today's show, and let's talk about the magazine and the books and the offers you have for my listeners today.
We've got Brush Strokes and Balladeers won a Wrangler from the Cowboy Hall of Fame in Oklahoma City, which is a huge honor. It's a fantastic book. We did a sequel, which is called Reflections of the West. Some different poets, some same poets. Gorgeous paintings from painters I never heard of, but they're absolutely gorgeous. Those books sell for $43 or $42, but either one of them is $25 to you. There's a friend of mine who I knew for the last 7 years of his life, Harry Webby, was a Buffalo Bill bronc rider at the Buffalo Bill Wild West Show, and we have a duet, which is called Call of the Cow Country and the M-Bar, and those sell usually for $39 and $35, and they can be $25. We've got Go West, which is a brief history of the pioneers coming from, you know, Missouri out to the West, and it's got fabulous. The story is written by Rod Miller, an award-winning writer, and the photography is from some of the best photographers I know. That was $32. That's $25. You can get a six-issue subscription for $25, or you can get a year subscription with a 2017 reel, but you can have anything you like. If you call and you say, you're calling because you help Beth Ann, you listen to her show, Range is going to help you because we love Beth Ann, we love her show, and we could do everything we can to help her, we will.
Well, we're going to give that phone number. That's 1-800-726-4348. That's 1-800-726-4348. I want to encourage, and I hope you're okay with this, I want to encourage people to go to their website to download what she has put there for free, because it is about informing the public. It's about letting your neighbors know. And when you get the magazine, share it. Pass it around.
Encourage around and
give it away as gifts. But the patterns of harassment, she's got these articles there. All you got to do is download it, just click on it, print it, and pass it out. I hope you're okay with me telling them to do that, because that's what I want them to do. I want them to give this information, get it in the hands, put it in the hands of your legislators.
I think the reason we're broke is we keep giving all this stuff away because we want to share it, and it's so important.
It's about
anything
that.
Yeah, I just want them to enjoy it and learn a few things that maybe they can pass on. I've got 170,000 readers from coast to coast, every state of the union, 24 foreign countries. Mm. It's just, you know, it's still a huge amount to do this work like you and I do. And so share it, send it. And if you question my integrity or honor, just ask for a free sample copy, and they'll even do that for you.
Well, and it is. It's about educating, and it's about activating the people. And if they don't have the information in front of them, CJ, how are they ever going to know what's really going on?
Because Range offers an enormous amount of fodder.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're just about out of time. I want to thank you so much. Give them a call. We put out the prices pretty quick, but you want to be a subscriber to the magazine, and you want to get one of these books or all of these books. You need to keep them in your library. They are just priceless. 1-800-726-4348. That's 1-800-726-4348. Go to their website. Look at the information there. And that is just simply rangemagazine.com. CJ, thank you so much. We need to do this on a regular basis. There's so much to cover. Thank you so much for all that you do. We appreciate it so much. She is truly a heroine in my eyes as she defends the West without... She stands boldly without any hesitation and speaks loudly. And we all need to be that way because it's going to take every single one of us to come together. We've got to find that common denominator, and that is liberty to bring America home.
You a David. There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption, abuse of power, and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com. It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription. CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.